Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat? Round and round, that pose she go. That sound it make when she hit the floor. Go boom. I'm gonna take her to my room. For show, for show.
For show.
I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL BNP, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Make it rain, make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, make it
rain,
make it rain, make it rain, make it rain, at the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three turtles. Yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
BKL PNT, Dollar ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio. J Dog, V Dog. Ain't the frame pick. Let's go.
You wanna see some. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
And that's gonna make me dance.
Call in, get your shout out on.
Make it rain,
yeah.
Rain,
where you from?
Make it rain,
yeah.
Make it rain,
yeah.
Make it rain, make it rain,
make it rain. Make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain.
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah, why you playing?
Yeah.
I wanna see some ass.
So what you saying,
man? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 468 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Dolly, you going ham, bruh.
Make it rain.
We up in here, man. Bulldog Cafe. Layback Sunday, Bad Girl Club Edition. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Aiden Frank Pink. Let's go.
Y'all
boy,
nigga, man,
you
see in the club. Y'all think y'all.
It's all fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kick, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done with a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, "Nigga, is you crazy?"
Follow me. rough diva in the mix. For every drop of blood, he's a plaintiff again. Cause she looked in the mirror, in the game, and it's was he worth getting hit for the glamorous gift? When he hit it, it would sound like this. With a mother understanding, if she speaks, no matter what, the light goes on, the clock must tick. When they hit it, it would sound like this. No matter what, the light goes on, the clock must tick.
Sweat, treachery, and pain. And death never be in vain. I'm a threat to the game. And when I'm long gone, my rest is the pain. Love, stress, everything that came with the same subject. I'll never be the same.
Right to the game, right what I claim. Let's get it made. At the lights, my set is bang. Should I still go? Could be rich like Bill Drummond. I'm going to rip back at this. Still, cause it makes us feel nothing. Shame when I'm playing. Had a feeling of butterfly. Known that I've changed. You don't feel I'm so hot. Wrong for the hate and make it move. Fuck a rock.
The tone that you make it, a tone for the breaker. The bones in the face of a phony or hater. Had the strip shaking like a bitch vibrator. Like a big grip on a thigh of a violator. Like the strip grip on my grind of a fine paper. Misfit, immortalized in time paper. I think this, all the guys who lie traded. Good fortune dodging the ride over 5 acres. With threats to the game. When I'm long gone, my breath will remain. Remain love, sweat, treachery, and pain. And love, death, never be in vain. I'm a threat to the game. And when I'm long gone, my breath will remain. Remain love, sweat, everything that came with it. Pain, love, death, and never be in vain.
Yo, this is a Where They Do That At Radio exclusive.
Yeah. cynical, all because they don't have no love. Here come the critics who say you're not good enough. They're just envious and devious just because they want what we have. But you are my blessing. That's all they miss. I'm only more they keep chatting. My love is gonna show you are my blessing. And they don't have to lie. What are your love's about? So, so, you come from in the hills over yonder. You come from same place as my mother. I say my father's words were traitors, but I got caught up in the gap. You say there, verbal words are no bother. You say not giving love to another. You say there's no one else that you prefer. And for me, even if enough, cause you are my blessing. That's all they have to know. The more they keep chatting, my love is gonna show you are my blessing. And they don't have to give us that proof of the love. No, no, you are my blessing. That's all they have to know. The more they keep chatting, my love is gonna show you are my blessing. And they don't have to give us their parents the love. No, no. My true love, my love, 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 my true love. Here comes the critics offering up their free advice. Why do they think that I would leave you because of their silly lies? Here come the critics who want to turn me off. Why do they think that I would care about anything that they thought? You are my blessing. That's all they have to know. The more they keep chatting, my love is gonna love. You are my blessing. And they don't have to lie. God or love's about. No, no. You are my blessing. And they don't have to know. The more they keep chatting, my love is gonna love. You are my blessing. And they don't have to give us no care.
Everything is messed up. You know what I mean? Like the chicken, everything. So I make it. You know what I mean? I'm in it, but you know, and I don't even tell you like it is.
That's right. It's real. It's real, and everybody's got a real.
It's real in the field, man. It's real in the field.
It's real out there, and a lot of people need to realize and know that, you know, with the realness that comes with all this comes a level of responsibility. And the level of responsibility is left up to each and every person to ensure that you can survive. One of the biggest things I found out in this recent campaign is that there are forces in this. Just like there's in every war, there's two opposing sides. There's a side that's trying to draw towards a level of righteousness, and there's a side that is bent on continuing to carry on tyranny, the good and the evil.
So Trump, nigga. So what time it is? I was old, you knew. That same music right here, Icon.
Y'all better ride with me. You know who this is. It's your man, Tone Trump. You ride with your boy, J, y'all. Let's get it.
They say I'm cocky. Fuck him. I say I got a reason. A nigga cross me. Fuck him. I'ma leave him bleeding. I say I'm probably eating. Yeah, I'm doing good. Show me love, homie. We from the same hood. It's Tone Trump. See, I be everywhere. I've been around the world. You ain't ever there. My dreams sagging. My folks is all white. I grind all day. I shine all night. Chasing this money, I be everywhere that cheddar be. I hold your baby mind rolling off that ecstasy. I'm a star, you a little nigga next to me. In the sad spot, that's where that was to be. I get up in the morning, I just take the paper. Ain't never been no sucker, ain't never been no hater. I didn't bring the money.
like the crucial. Drink the lean sewage. Cause my goons who really wreck out. See all that rah-rah? Look at you checked out. All my boys don't wreck, but they all shoot. Shout out to Jim Lahat. What up, Bay Roof? West Side of Philly, still up in Keys Bar. My nigga up on Ruby Street, not in that VR. Fox Cold for life. What up, PR? My cousin Lisa send you suckers to the ER. Top notch clean gang, you know who we are. Young Black Mob, and I'm the leader.
Daddy gone, but the office, let the past be the past. More bro, more fuck. like my dreams. Close my eyes and astral project on objects that seem so unreal. It's unsomething that
yo,
you can't feel. I'm
away from
my bills.
Yo,
I can't pay the gas. I can't pay the phone. I want to pull out homes, but it ain't so violent, so I move in silence. Get my meditation on. This is how I'm feeling, so it's just the break of dawn. I want to crack with the sun. I own the planet. Sometimes I feel as though the galaxy owes me something. So I take off, I take off, I take off, I take off, I take off.
Fly away to the place where no one knows. Oh, yeah. Oh, how about we just fly away to the place where no one can go. Oh, oh, oh.
Throw another element. And the racks where I live are three times bigger than the elephant. Spaceships fly with no speed limit. I am not from Earth. My mind is dwelling. I see stars shining bright. Cause they bright by my window when I sleep at night. My aliens tuck me in and please tuck tight. I do not want these astronauts in my sight. All they do is moonwalk with a bullshit swag. Hate me for light years that I hold in my bag. Moon boots wide. Cause they do not walk. They just float across the atmosphere. But like fuck, I cannot breathe. Well, yes, I can. I think I can. But you can't, man. You are from Earth. I am from another planet. Don't blame me. It's the way God planned it.
That's the way God planned it, y'all. Y'all know what it is. Y'all, what's up, man? Mr. Gene. Y'all know what it is. We going to the class. I know you're riding. You're riding with WPDPA Radio.
We are not the same because we are Martians. We are not little Wayne, so please pardon. My spaceship glows with neon light. It blinds the earth from that brief flight. Find a way so fast, you won't find us. So let your teardrop fall, you behind us. I am from the planet called Nazi. To where you from, you cannot see.
We are not the same.
We are Martians. We are not little Wayne, so please pardon. My spaceship glows with neon light. It blinds the earth from that deep light. Flying away so fast, you won't find us. You are behind us. I'm from the planet called Nazi.
Already know what it is. This is WTBTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Y'all know my name. Y'all know what it is. The number is 347-934-0318. I had to kick this week off right. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, it is what it is. You definitely got to get in where you fit in. And I want to send a round of applause out to all the artists that are hosting the movement is definitely in effect. Real talk, today is a great campaign. Definitely break the guys and taking names. Real talk, it is what it is. But I'm finna go in the game. I'm finna see where you're doing it at. We got 22 million people live on Last FM. A little over 27,175 listeners live, and the number's steady coming. Real talk, it is what it is. So get in when you fit in. But we finna go to the real G's. We finna see what's up. We finna see what's happening. We finna see where you're doing it at. Real talk, you already know what it is. You already know how it goes down. Let me see if I can bring some folks on right now to definitely share with the world what's getting ready to shake up the world. Real talk, it is what it is. Your caller, last four digits of your number is 2014. You're definitely in the building, on the flow. Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio?
Yeah, this is Darrell Watkins. How you doing? D&D Consultants and Multimedia Group.
Hey, man, what's good with you? What's up, Darrell, man?
Hey, man, just been handling business, man, making things happen, closing deals with artists, working on the churches, getting them on radio and air. I'm also working on some more stuff involving MLG, the major gaming league, setting up companies for the East Coast, West Coast. We need gamers. We need lots of gamers. and I'm getting everything together, closing all that up so that we can actually get on and be part of the Major League Gaming. And also we need artists, lots of artists, because we want to take your stuff, put it on radio, get you on tours. On top of that, not only overseas, but also with the Major Gaming League. And then on top of that, we want to bring you all into the Gaming League thing where you appear at the tours here in the U.S., United States, and you become part of the game. Your music will go on the game, and we need you. We need all of you unsigned artists. We want majors, too. We want gospel. We want pop. We want hip-hop. We want every sector, country, anything that goes, because we need it for this. And the campaign, what I'm saying, is so big, you can't even imagine. And you cannot beat this. Right now, we're airing $100 for non-signed artists, $100 a month for you to come in, get your stuff on rotation with same as the majors, what they get. We're offering this to you. And if any of you turn this down, I can't understand it. I can't understand. You want radio time. You want stuff where you are heard, where you can get your BBS spins, where you could get, check this out. You on the game, guess what? You get paid just like a major when it comes down to your royalties. Just like a major. And I can't understand you all not blowing the lines up, wanting to get on when we opening the doors to you like crazy. I mean, this is an exclusive deal that we got. You can sit down, all you want. When it comes down to it, leave the old behind. Come to the new. Because new phase is gaming. All your music is going gaming. You put your stuff on YouTube, you don't even know. They using your stuff, you don't even know it. You don't know what content it is put somewhere in the country or somebody done take it, snagged it, and they're using it to promote their company. And, I mean, might as well get paid for it. We got the ways and means to make sure you get paid for it.
That's right.
I just come to you telling you the truth. The industry is so treacherous, you do not know what's what. You don't have no tag on yourself, so how you going to track it? If it's not registered, it's not tracked. So
that's right.
You're not getting paid. So you all come on now. Call J Dog at the station. Call myself, Darrell Watkins, 678-595-2014. We need you. We want to help you. We are artist friendly. We're not for the radio station, okay? We are, I mean, for the radio industry, the music industry, we are for you. We are here to help you.
That's right.
Everything we're doing, we'll send it to you. You can check it out. You have an attorney check it out. You can do anything you want. I mean, you can go as far. I mean, there's so many checks that you can do to find out how legit we are, okay? And when this Major League Gaming thing, when the Multicultural Video Gaming League hits, the only league besides the Major Gaming League, okay? We are a subsidiary. We will be sponsoring the games. We'll be putting it, be broadcast live on ESPN3. We will have, we have backing from all the major gaming companies. We have prizes, cash prizes. I'm talking about we are ready, okay? When I say we're ready, something's going on, you can't help nothing but to make money. Everybody make money.
That's right. Real talk, matter of fact. Definitely. Just like my man, Careless. You definitely got to get in where you fit in, man. You know what I'm saying? My man out there, yo, definitely letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. Like I say, WTDTE Radio, yo, we definitely getting ready to take this to the next level, man. So real talk for all the brand new listeners that's on, trying to get your content out there, trying to get exposure. You know what you got to do. You got to hit us up. You can call the number at 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial. We'll definitely get you on. You can also hit us up at the office at 678-534-8447. You already know what it is. Real talk, we finna turn. When I say we finna change the game, we are literally. When I say that, we are literally changing the game. Real talk, man. Like I told you, man, yo, we've been riding for a little over a year and a half. Things have come into a full swing, full circle. Like I said, yo, mark my word, you do not want to miss one day of the broadcast this week. That's how trill is going to be, because I'm telling you, man, Major things are happening in the industry. Major things are happening in the gaming industry, and they're all talking about the content that's being displayed here on WTDTA Radio. So you definitely want to get in the game. You definitely want to literally change the game, and the best way to do that is to definitely get at us so we can definitely take your content to the next level. Yo, Darryl, I appreciate you holding it down, doing what you do.
One more thing. I need to let them know. All y'all trying to go for these major deals, these 360s, whatever, they're coming to us to put you out. So
that's
while you're sitting there going, why you going to give them the money when you could turn around and it come to you? Pay attention to what we're saying. Understand what we're saying. Go for the deal if you want, okay? You're going to get screwed every which way. It's a win-win for them and a loss-loss for you. And you get kibbles and bits. Might as well get what they get.
That's right. Might as well get, hey, it's no rule to say you can't get what they get, and that's exactly what we're here for. Where They Do That Radio is all about the urban experience. It's all about these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You ride with my boy Darryl, Real Talk. I'm finna hit the line one more time, man, so hold the line. You already know what we're finna do. We're finna turn this thing up, man. We're finna turn this thing up to a whole nother level. You already know what it is. WTDTA Radio is definitely in the building. You know, I've been getting a lot of emails, you know what I'm saying, from folks from coast to coast. They want to know more about the artists that's on Where They Do That Radio. They want to know where they can get more exclusive content. You know, and I got some artists that's out there. You know what I'm saying? I got some artists that's on the line. I got some of my loyal listeners that's on the line. Real talk. That's why you got to tune in every night, man. You got to tune in every night because you never know who might call in and bless you. So Real Talk, you definitely got to be locked in. Real Talk on Where They Do That Radio. It is what it is. I'm going to go to request line one more time to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where they doing it at on WTDTA Radio. Yo, caller, last but your number is 4993. What it be? You're definitely live on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Yo.
What's
goody?
What's good? Y'all know who this is, but you know what I'm saying? Tell them, man. Tell them who we got checking in, man. Because we just ran the joint, man. We just ran the joint. Tell them who we got checking in.
It's the King Shane, man. You know, the new Tutankhamun. Common. That's what I'm going to call myself from now on. New King Tutankhamun.
Okay.
New Sinatra president, CEO, rep, MGM, Coley Cloud Club all day, you man. Rep, where they do that at.
All right. Hey, that's what's up, man. Yo, appreciate you definitely calling the line, man. You do not know how many fans since you broke back through. How many fans have been like, yo, what is up? Because you know what I'm saying, whether you realize it or not, man, you made a major impact with the artists, with the listeners, with the fans. You know what I'm saying? And there are a lot of people out there that, it was a lot of new people that just, you know, heard, you know, you basically kind of just letting everybody know the business with you and H, how you got on. And, you know, that was real, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I keep telling these guys, man, Real Talk, you recognize the realness with everybody that's here, man. You recognize that these are real artists doing real music. And, yo, and that this is the reason why you guys are going to change the game, man. So, definitely, man. So, while I got you locked in, got you on the air, you know, what you want to let all the Sheen fans know what's good, what's happening, man. I am still waiting on Gray Days, man. I don't went to that. You try to pull it back, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. Did you actually get any of the new music? I had dropped, you know, the first mixtape. I dropped the first mixtape called Gray Days, the mixtape. Now I'm working on Great A's Volume 3. Okay. Y'all ain't even hear about Great A's Volume 2 yet. So the thing is, all right, Great A's Volume 1, I don't know if J-Dawg has played any other music for Great A's Volume 1. Great A's Volume 1 is the first mixtape that's coming out for this. Me and my little brother was talking tonight. And that's another thing. I got something good to say about that. Me and my little brother was talking, you know, which I called him Young Philly. Young Little Philly, y'all called him Little Philly,
yes.
And me and Little Philly was talking tonight, and he said, man, this shit gonna be like a movie. So basically, you know, I'm taking it as a movie now. I'm like, Great A's Mixtape Volume 1 is basically the start of an epic in the life of, not in one person's life. It's a trilogy, basically.
Yes.
It's a trilogy about the style and the manner of how life goes in the neighborhoods, in the streets. Basically, it's set from back in the day, and it falls, the last is going to fall place in present day. So it starts back in mobster area, you know, in the mobster era, when we used to wear fedoras and shit, the fedoras and the suits and you know, the nice suits and everything. That's where it starts at. So we started there with Young Sin. And Young Sin basically, he starts the story off by, you know, doing his thing in his neighborhood and living it up, telling people how he is. And, you know, he mm-hmm. falls into it with my second character, which is named Young. I mean, his name is just Young. Now, everybody's going to be Young this or Young that or such and such Young because that's where everybody is. No.
Gotcha. Well, yo, real.
I'm sorry. I'm on somebody asking me shit. The thing is, what happened with that is, I'm my bad, J Dog. People fucking me up and shit. I'm talking on the radio. Niggas want to talk to me and shit. But you know, the thing is, Great Days Volume 2. I'm not gonna take much of your time. Great Days Volume 2. Well, Great Days Volume 1. At the end of Great Days Volume 1, Young Sin dies. You know, and mm-hmm. he gets killed by the new Young. You mean the Life and Times of Young is what Great Days Volume 2 is called. And in Great Days Volume 2, yeah. going to be a twist at the end to where some shit happened, and then Great Days Volume 3 start. Great Days Volume 3 is going to be nothing but stories. There's not going to be no party songs or no songs that uplift people or, you know, do anything. It's going to be a whole CD to make you think, like, God damn, like, this can happen to me or this can happen to somebody I know. So Great Days Volume 3 is going to be a whole fucking mixtape about stories. It's going to be nothing but stories and tales of people in your neighborhood that you know and people in the neighborhood that you see every single day, but it's just going to be in story form, and you're going to be able to relate these characters and these stories to people that you know on an everyday basis, people that you hate, people that you love, people that you can't fucking stand. It's going to be just like that, you know what I mean? But look out for Great Days Volume 2. Great Days Volume 1 right now is on datpiff.com. If you're looking for me on datpiff, you got to type in Gray Days. Don't type it in all capitals. Just type it in GREYDAYS. Or you can look up MISTASHEEM on datpiff.com. You can also look me up on where they do that at, you know, blogtalkradio.com. If it's still on there, I searched my name on Google. It still come up on Blog Talk. And y'all can search me on Google, too. And J-Dog name always come up when I look up myself on Google now. Every time I pop my name up, J-Dog name is up there somewhere on the website next to mine. So you know J-Dog and where they business is also doing it big, you mean? So you type in where they do that, they come up. I mean, they come up on a couple different sites. Not just where the Blog Talk Radio site. Trust me, we doing big things out here now, man. So you can Google me, that piss me. You can Twitter me. You can Facebook me. You can SoundCloud me. You nigga, you can do whatever. But you can do whatever but hate on me, basically. I mean, just look me up everywhere. You know, and that's we gonna come up. And new Sinatra is gonna be coming up pretty soon. Looking for artists. And niggas hit J Dog up if y'all trying to get at me. I mean, y'all get my number from J Dog, hit me up. And Sam, man, my DJ Sam, my nigga H, I mean, that's gonna be a runner. That's gonna be running with us with his own shit. I mean. And my little brother, that's one thing I need to tell y'all before I get off of here, my little brother coming back.
My little brother
said he about to call in, and my little brother got mixtapes out the ass. He on his fourth mixtape, and it's called Substance 4. You know what I mean? He has Substance Volume 1, 2, and 3, which is better than Carter 1, 2, and 3. So y'all need to look out for my little brother, Yuri Divers, man. You know what I mean? Y'all can look him up on DatPiff, too. So if y'all ain't on DatPiff and y'all ain't on any sites, man, y'all need to get it in, because my little brother only about to be 17 in the 11th grade, because y'all need to hurry up, because y'all ain't doing
shit.
I mean, I had to get behind him. He was the first one on that piss, so I was slacking. Now y'all slacking. You know what I mean? But everybody out there showing love, man, keep showing love. Everybody that's hating, I thank you. Keep on hating on me so I can keep on showing you what to hate on. You know what I mean? Nigga, I'm 160 pounds wet now, nigga. So whoever wants to spar, we can spar. You know what I mean? Get in the ring. We can do whatever. We ain't fighting no more. If y'all want a jab session, y'all want to throw jabs at my head, we can get in the ring for that shit. You know what I mean? Do this shit legit so nobody, y'all fucked up and try to charge me. If shit was legal, everybody, you got fucked up with head pieces on, you know, that's what we can do. But if you want to shoot it out, I got a couple young boys up top that'll bust at you, you mean? I ain't touching that shit. I ain't getting my hands dirty. Y'all been in too much shit. But if y'all want to shout me out, you mean, y'all know where to hit me up, where they do that at radio. You know what I mean? If you want to get at me, you come to where they do that at radio, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure if a nigga want to battle me, if a nigga, this is for all the niggas who hate me and that think they can spit better than me. I'm telling you now, this is 10:22 on where they do that at radio. On a motherfucking Sunday night. I'm not even supposed to be cursing right now. I swear. I apologize, Lord. But 10:22, Sunday night, on the 4th of September, Mr. Sheem is calling out any MC who ever wants to battle me. Ask J-Dog to set up a battle. 2 to 3 minutes. I will battle you and end your career on where they do that at radio. Any MC, from Weezy to Drake. I fucking hate Drake. Anybody who ever wants to say anything about Drake, faggot ass, that nigga's a singer and an acting ass nigga. He started on Degrassi. He's an actor. He's acting for y'all. And y'all love this nigga because he's acting. He's a great actor. He deserves a fucking Tony. He did not, what the fuck is that shit? An Academy Award. That's what he deserves. He's an actor. He's acting for y'all. He's a great actor, doc. So the fact that this motherfucker is acting is the reason why y'all motherfuckers love this nigga. The fact that Weezy hangs with Drake, he's a great actor. The fact that YMCMB is only young niggas that's about 21 and under is the fact that these niggas, it's not real. Baby is the oldest motherfucker in the game right now, and that nigga's hiding behind young niggas. They can come at me if they want. They can come at me if they want. I'll say it again, they can come at me if they want, but I'm going to end their fucking career. And I got niggas behind me that's going to do that with me. And I'm not throwing no puns at nobody. This is not no jokes. This is straight real. And I ain't even cursing at y'all tonight. This is straight real, off, not off the lick, not off the weed, not off of any of that other shit niggas be on. No syrup, no lean, no Xan, no nothing. This is straight real, high off life. This is praying to God every day that I make it. This is praying to God every day that I can actually, you know, fall asleep and wake up the next morning, you know? This is real right here. Anybody who wants to battle Mr. Sheem, 10:24 now, on September 4th, J-Dog, let them know, man. Anybody who want to battle me, you set that up. For real. We can do that.
We're going to set it up on where they do that, right? Because real talk, man, yo, like I say, man.
I give you permission to call my number, too. I give you permission to call my number from the radio station. I give you permission to call me, wake me up. I'll hop out some pussy to battle y'all niggas. Because my girl know my dick long and deep. It don't matter. I'll hop out some coochie to battle y'all niggas in y'all career. Well, watch my girl laugh and then hop back in some pussy and call it a night. I'm dead ass serious. Y'all niggas know who I am, man. Real shit.
Y'all better know. Yeah, real shit. Like I'm telling y'all, man. Like I said, we still got, you know what I'm saying, the venue already set, like I told you, man, we already, about 4 months ago, we had actually set up a venue for any artist. Like I said, and I'm going to put this back out there because, you know, Sheem is the reigning freestyle king, and you know what I'm saying, real talk, it is what it is. We had a lot of stuff popping off, you know, about 4 or 5 months ago. I'm going to tell you about this, Sheem, when I finish this right here. But I put it out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, for the MCs to call in, do what they do. And I had this young cat, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know who this dude is. He kind of backed down because a lot of the artists kind of rose to the occasion and really put this young boy in the back of his place. But
yeah, that's fam right there. That's fam. All them niggas who roasted that nigga is fam right there. So they know what it's about. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So they let him know, you know, real talk, this dude, man, we just going to call him Mr. Infamous, whatever you want to. He got a little tag. Anyway, he called in the show, but he would never, you know, challenge the niggas flat out, but he was sending me all his emails. So, man, the freestyle battle got heated. All I'm saying right now, we have a venue already set up. Now, I'm going to check it out. Right. Now, check this out. Y'all know how you roll. On where they do that radio now, we on Dish Network, too, now. We on Dish Network on Channel 3, Sky City TV. Already got the stream set up. So I'm going to let you know, this is how true it's going to be. Now, if any artist decides they want to step in the ring, we got a campaign called Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. Two things are required. You call the show.
We just got a text, man. See, this shit fly. I got the new phone and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
My nigga just said, tell you to bring him in before you get off. His last 4 digits is 9080.
Okay, last 4 digits is 9080. 8-0. Got him. Okay, I got him. Real tough.
Right, bring
him
up before you get off the phone with me, man. I want to see who this is. I don't even. Oh, that's my DJ.
Yeah.
You gotta bring him in.
Yeah.
You gotta bring him in.
Yeah, let me get him in right quick. Yo, call it 9080. You're definitely on the. You definitely. It was good.
Yo, what's good, J Dog? What's good, she? What's good with you?
What's good, baby? Chilling, man.
You out of shit. What's good, though, J Dog?
It's all good. I'm finna break it down to what we got already set up, man. Cause we got the Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is campaign. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's been rhyming where they do that radio, man. The freestyle battle is something real serious, real trill. And all I'm saying is, you know, we have folks calling it from all over the globe, from Cali, from everywhere, doing it what they do, holding it down. But, you know, like I told everyone, it's like the artists that's on where they do that radio, if you're hearing their music in rotation, there's a fucking reason for that. And
yeah.
Real talk. You got to kind of understand it, just like you coming in, you know what I'm saying, you're the new blood that's on the bench. So real talk, it's just like you jumping into the NFL trying to take somebody's spot. So none of these niggas have got, if these niggas got music rotating on where they do that radio and you call them out, you best believe they finna eat your motherfucking lunch.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't support getting quite soft, but then when we
hey, hold on, JXX. You just said that we'll eat their lunch and shit. Say, didn't we used to steal niggas' lunch money in high school? Cause, nigga, I'm 5'6", nigga. I used to steal niggas' lunch money, cuz. You used to be up in there stealing lunch money. So if you try and battle me, cuz, I want to stack the first time I came in, dog. The first time. That's a lot of money to put up and win.
He's
the first time coming. Yeah,
definitely.
And I was freestyling, man. Ain't nobody wrote shit, so fuck you motherfuckers with that. And y'all niggas did a track. Y'all recorded a track saying that y'all thought I wrote shit. I know who you is. First of all, I ain't going to say no names, but I know who you is. I didn't write anything, pimpin'. I didn't write a damn thing. I asked my niggas, I used to freestyle so much they used to get pissed off at me. But when it came to niggas who wanted to battle me, they knew what it was. They used to get mad as shit at me because I freestyled so much, man. So how the fuck y'all going to say I wrote my shit, man? Y'all need to get off the hating bench, man. Go get in the game and come against the motherfucking king, man. Come at me.
But yo, real quick,
say my name in the track, man.
Real quick, yo. Yo, J-Dog, I just want to give a couple of shout-outs and shit because I mean,
yeah.
Shout-out to H,
okay.
But shout-out to H, Corey the Hitman. And there's a couple of real niggas on here that been making real music. I mean, Sheem just recently got out, so he don't know all the motherfuckers that recently been on here that's new, but not that new no more.
Right.
So the boy, CO the Vet, Legion of Legend, Southfall, even though I think Sheem, you already know him, Hunter Watts.
That's my nigga.
If I'm forgetting your name, then you know I know what I'm talking about. Like Corey Flute, definitely shout out to him. He definitely
I heard Corey, my nigga, too. Yeah,
dog. There's definitely a lot of niggas on here you got to check out doing some real shit because there's a lot of niggas that's really making some RA shit, for real, for real.
Definitely, man. Like, Jay, man, keep it going, man, because if it wasn't for Jay, man, I swear if it wasn't for Jay, dog.
Hey,
that niggas, man.
I'll
be out here with the squad hustling and jamming niggas for real if it wasn't for Jay. But he gave me a reason to keep doing this music shit, man. Like, it's niggas that actually show love. There's niggas that hate, too, that make me want to do this shit, though. But, Jay, I really appreciate you, man. For real.
Man, I appreciate the love. It is reciprocated, man. Because real talk, like we say, man, without you guys, it would not be no us. This is the reason why you heard my man Darryl on earlier, man, letting him know that the movement is live and well. And real talk, this is the reason why EA Sports, this is why FTA Media, all these other big companies that are definitely fucking with where they do that radio, the reason why is because of you guys. Because they understand.
Oh, yeah, highly at us. Hold up, Jay. Before we get off, man, can I get a, for everybody that's on the line right now,
uh-huh.
And this is for H. This is for H. He did a post the other day on Facebook which shocked the fuck
uh-huh.
out of me, man. I don't know who
uh-huh.
made this game, but y'all get a double middle finger from this nigga, Mr. Sheen, man. Because y'all niggas is making a game called Slavery.
Okay.
The game. Slavery, the fucking game, man. And y'all niggas have actually created a game to where motherfuckers can be slave masters? Can beat slaves? and buy a plantation and beat us now. So now you're about to have these little white kids getting their ass whooped in the hood, for real, y'all motherfuckers can try if y'all want. But these little white kids who playing this game going to try to come out here and do this shit in real life, and we're going to show them what it's about. But the simple fact, y'all niggas making this game, y'all about to fuck y'all culture up, because I know it's white people that made the game. Ain't no black person going to depict himself in no dumbass manner. So the simple fact, for everybody that's on the line right now that's a strong black person, African-American, who actually looks to their heritage, I got Africa on my neck and black wood bees right now. I got Africa on my motherfucking neck. Y'all put your right fist in the air right now. Y'all bow your heads as I say this shit. So the motherfuckers who made that game, put y'all, both of y'all middle fingers up in the air. With that right fist, that Black Panther right paw in the air, you put that middle finger in the air, you say, fuck you to the motherfuckers, man. Because them niggas is actually trying to make a fucking tomfoolery out of us right now. And we won't be bamboozled no more, man. That's the last thing I'm going to say before I get off of here, man.
Exactly. We ain't going to be bamboozled in this. What we're going to do one better is we're going to take this shit over. All I'm trying to say is, man, y'all better just hold on. When I say hold on, real talk, for all y'all that hadn't checked out the feed that's on Dish Network right now, check out the video by Corey Fluke. Check out my man Young Blade. Yo, my man Legion of Legends got some new shit that's getting ready to hit the stream. Y'all, you have no idea how we're going to totally revolutionize this industry. But I'll tell you, if you ride with us, if you vibe with us, if you love what you hear, you ain't seen shit yet. Real talk, we getting ready to take this thing to the next level. I'm finna jump back in the mix real quick. Real talk, y'all.
Yeah, fuck YMCMB.
y'all know.
Fuck Young Money. Fuck Cash Money. Nigga, MMG, MCM, nigga. How about that? It's like, go ahead, Jay, play that music, man. Go ahead, do your thing, man.
Fuck, y'all already know what it is. This is WTDTA Radio. Hold it down. Y'all know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Yeah. I think I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I'm just tired of all this shit. Fuck. I know how big he felt when we both ready to die. Same old problems, sick of letting bullshit slide. See the same faces, and working and clubbing the same places. Dusty shoes, dirty laces. Sick of the white man, top of the totem pole. Hey, job I had, they understand me, let me go. I feel like Bobby Brown when he made his prerogative. Tired of struggle, tired of being positive. I'm tired of cutting drugs and ball out with the fucking club. Getting the fresh shade, the stains for some groupie love. I'm tired of behaving and not slapping the perpetrators. I'm tired of liars, tired of bitches, tired of players. Tired of rappers who start shit last week. Friend requests on MySpace, all rappers and whack beats. I'm tired of wishful thinking, tired of being a nice guy. This is what it sounds like, right before the project now.
Yo, this is a Where They Do That Radio exclusive.
Try to think of what I could have, should have, would have did. Seeing the best things in the hand of another kid. Like my kids don't want it. Don't deserve the best. Can't financially, I verbally get it off my chest. Side of issues with baby mamas and finance. Bitches of me dying in the back of an ambulance. Tired of writing raps with no direct payment for it. Around the switch rap, but I'm hollering. And it's hard notice. I don't kiss no ass. I get blackballed. Tired of being happy. Well, not at all. Tired of smoking weed. Tired of drinking alcohol. Slid off my demo. Never getting a phone call. Tired of hearing big. Why you not on DC? Everybody asking big. Like this shit is up to me. Tired of feeling this way. Tired of writing songs about it. Everybody say my future's right. Tired of doubt. Outside of the town, on the wrong side of the track.
resist shatterless Thanksgiving. Not being home for Christmas. Tired of being an outcast from out of town. I was tired of getting my lost mission to Jesus. Come on, tired of giving advice. Chasing bad outcomes. Living far from home and telling strangers where I come from. Tired of having conversations. It's like I'm interested. You know what I want? Seeing here to come to me. Tired of being down. Tired of being devastated. Tired of being real. Cause I'm tired of being hated. Tired of night, I call my mom. Just to say I made it. The chairs that I made became what I needed. Tired of going to sleep. Like there's nothing going on. Enough gas to make it, but not enough to roam. Tired of feeling this way. Wanted to go away. Had my hands in a bad night. Having a bad day.
I'm tired of being down.
Like if you want that real.
I should get your ass before, and I'ma serve it like this. Nigga, this is my time. Get that ain't gon' keep it right. I ain't rock with you shit. I feel like I don't be living.
Y'all know who this is, right? My man, Thugger Man. Real talk. You know what it is.
Green, 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 green
is a pocket change. Bring it back to daddy, cause I'm a everything. See my business is strong, and I'm a golden brain. See my dreams come true, and I'm a only wish. Even if you get me to see you, I'm my good, I got a down at it, bitch. I was down to rap. I got my down at it, bitch. You gon' stay by my side. I got a down at it, bitch. Know how to ride, bitch. Mama, flip it now, my down at it, bitch. Put your hands up. You got down at it, bitch. Put your hands up. Now, my down at it, bitch. Put your hands up. You got down at it, bitch. Now, stand up.
Y'all, keep the brain, one of them down ass frogs on the line. You know what it is. Who we talk about? It's my girl, Matt Proctor. Real talk, talk, when they joint talk comeback, check this out. Yo, this is the Where They Do That at Radio exclusive. Yo, VW, you got that press one on time. You know what it is.
Jones, you the kind of chick that make a nigga look alone.
kiss the smile, I mean no fuck the shit I love on. Now I ain't the kind of cat that really make love tone, but I'm feeling like a reinstated love Jones. You the kind of cat that make a nigga love home. This is why I'm in a rush to get our love on. Now I ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs, but I'm feeling like Lorenz Tate and Lil Jon. You the kind of cat that make a nigga love on. This is why I'm in a rush to get our love on. I know you like the beat. I know you like how. I know you like now. I know you like why. But I am so for real. It is what it is. I wanna share some bills. I wanna share freedom. Yes, share freedom. Nothing come to chill. You here where I live. Let's get it done. And do it right. Trust me, a family is trying to put the life. Don't mean to rush me through, but I ain't got no kind of place. This check back, folks dying every day. So I feel like, why should we wish them up? I don't want to my boy to your mother, and you a damn fucking, damn. Ain't good looking, just good looking, ain't good looking, take a sit, go down to earth, I won't let you down, I know it won't work, I know they can't resist, and you don't trust me, and you feel your baby, because I got trust issues, I trust times different, believe it, I'm sincere. Believe if I ain't with you around, I would have you here. Believe I'ma hold you down and hold you dear. Believe if I never believe that we make what I want to be. Believe I have my ring to make too many. Like Tim gets killed, I want to be like this. There ain't the kind of thing that really make love songs. But it's in there like a real deal in the zone. You the kind of thing that make it make love home. This is why I'm in a rush to get our love on. Now ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs, but feeling like the wind is getting love zone. You the kind of kid that make a nigga love home. This is why I'm in a rush to get our love on.
Real talk, y'all know what it is. That's my man, Ty Paul, the money man. I told you, man, I ain't gonna let y'all sleep. I ain't gonna let y'all breathe. But this, y'all, it's all fam up in here. Real talk, you know what it is. Man, y'all better feel the love. Y'all know what it is. You better turn this thing up. Real talk, I'm gonna go back to the quest line in just a minute. Y'all better get your mind right. You know what it is. Y'all don't know who this is. We talk, yo, you just heard from the first generation artist. You know what I'm saying? My man, Mr. G. Yo. Top Paul the Vet. This is the new generation. T.O. the Vet, real talk. Yo, this is a Where They Do That at Radio exclusive. Radio. Real talk. Let's get it.
Rob
Ruckus on the beat. I'm told you, man. You know what it is. Yo, this is the Where They Do That Radio
exclusive.
Send up in the bag. All I gotta ask.
unless I'm clubbing. And I'm super dang like Nick Lovin. You sick give me some faces like Dave Rubin. I see the future like I'm Cleo. I'm the one like Neo. Right around on Fridays like I'm Devo. I sit like a camel. I'm a soldier like Rambo. I'm hot on wax like a candle. And I'm too hot to handle. Why you mad at me? Why you mad at H? You better watch your mouth before I break your face. Be realistic, you ain't no G. Ain't like him and you ain't like me. Fuck that shit, I'ma break your shit. Ain't why your mouth, you can't say it again. Chasing the game and I play to win. With no extra minutes, put the ball to the side. That's extra bit. Ain't been asking before and now we gon' ask again.
Call me why you mad. Call me why you mad. Call me why you mad. Why you mad? Yeah, homie, why you mad? Bro, why you mad? Homie, why you mad? Dog, why you mad? Homie, why you mad? Homie, why you mad? Homie, why you mad? Cuz, why you mad? Yeah, homie, why you mad? Bro, why you mad? Homie, why you mad? Dog, why you mad? Homie, suck a lot and you fled too. I'm gonna smack you. Now I'm in the bad mood. Why you mad, fool? Money for my mouth. Did you say some cash, fool? Mad cause I met up with your shit and I fucked her. Weave on the tip. She was frustrated. She felt she wanted to get busted. You mad cause I'm not a player, but I got her moving mountains like she rushing. Demanding my decision like she's bone crushed.
Yo, this is a Where They Do That at Radio exclusive.
I do this shit for real, for real.
know what it is. So you these artists are ready to get that radio. Stop playing, y'all.
Yeah, I can live in the staff like.
Yo, this is a Where They Do That Radio exclusive.
Who do I really want to know?
Why? I want the line, I want what you want.
I want the cars, I want the
shows.
I want to make
you
just a smile and see my face. I want to wake up in reality, it's my family. I want to reach the pay the rent before the rent. I want the game, I want the bands, I want the best. What you want? What you want? Cause everybody got a place. What you want? I want to wake up in reality, it's my family. What you want? I want to wake up out my bed feeling full of life. Bed full of money, neck and hands full of ice. As I reach, I find this note is crumbled in my pen. It says, congratulations, you are a man. All that hard work you put in finally paid off. Now you're here, now your time is near, the game's yours. Looking at my pillow like it's gotta be a dream. Looking for directors like it's gotta be insane. Check how I count, nothing but millionaire numbers. And in my phone is nothing but millionaire numbers. And on my mind is nothing but how I got this guap. Come to find out, I already bought my mom's a yacht. In Florida, my pops a mansion out in NC. My daughter good, I got a lantern in the best seat. In the school system, and my little sister. Put it through college and school for every school. What you want? I want the money, I want the fame, I want the life. What you want? I want the cars, I want the shoes, I want the shower. What you want? I want to make it just a smile and see my face. What you want? I want to wake up in reality, it's my face. What you want? I want to reach the pay the rent before the rent. What you want? I want the beam, I want the bed, I want the bed. What you want? What you want? Cause everybody got a plan. What you want? I want to wake up in reality, it's my face. What you want?
Ballin', my sisters on their own salon. Nieces and my nephews all chillin', getting grown and smart. Grandma's so proud of me, I'm starting to feel some type of way. My fantasy is starting to get real by the day. By the day, I'm starting to realize enough ish. Doing everything I would do if I was rich. I start thinking out loud, maybe this ain't a dream. Is this the team of success? Maybe I made the team. Maybe I made it, yo.
Real talk, y'all know what it is. Now y'all should know this here, this is my man, Mr. NYC himself. Check this out now. And then we're gonna take a break for the question.
Like,
I'm gonna let you know,
like,
man. It's real in the field. Switchboard is blowing up, y'all.
Like,
yo, this is a Where They Do That at radio exclusive.
Like, really out here. Really thinking they talking about something. And niggas ain't saying shit, like. And, like, honestly, that's just how I feel. Really true speaking, like. Like, I don't believe you, son. And I could care less if the person even believes what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I know it's real. Like, I know what the fuck I go through, son.
My mind and body is a rep and I move like a cheetah. Makes me to get my food, but when I'm in between them, I'm cooking up, who's tighter than a snake in Argentina. Been on a hustle for years, so I've been on the come up. Waiting line, picking, sticking, and stick with your number. Win it time, get it time, show off in the summer. Get it down, pick a mind, I'm fucker and gunner. My style wavy like baby, just a stunner. Homie, I'll punch you in your face. Gunner, lyrics to rain on these niggas and bring it thunder. Yeah, that boom, it's in the room, I'm out my tool. Reborn, they can't shit me, they can't kill me. It's me for energy, but I've all been through a 2G. Huh, mind of a gold mine, make sure I don't mind. Those beats wake up hype with the control mind. Focus mind on my leisure time. It's peace of mind, I'm at the problem, I'm at the peace of peace all the time. Niggas, they don't think, niggas, they don't speak. Your body's speaking out, so why would this take heed? Trying to get my body that wallet, I'm in the sheet. Ball star player, I ain't even in the chill a rat nigga like I chill a caterpillar nigga's a banana. You put your soul back like a banana. People only think I'm cool, but I'm cool. And inside it's like sharks swimming in the pool. And then the ropes and the ropes, no luck with me. Just tell your man to chill, you can't fuck with me. You heard? I can keep you getting home. Make the feet to the dome. Make niggas shit in his pants. Split it to the clothes, legs shaking, head aching. They got no concentration. Yeah, you would see. Make open. Heart frozen from the basement and stay hating. Broken eggs, get off of a fatty in the AM. Can't play a bitch like the DJ in the AM. Flex your playing, but I ain't got money to pay them. Silly ass niggas, don't silly ass niggas. Come outside and warm silly ass niggas. Take a chain bigger than you see that flame bigger. The flame bigger, put the freaking game chain bigger. Show your off, the boys be hungry and they be watching. Little niggas in the hall, we be plotting. Game a little scary, you know the cheat code. Fuck the government, don't talk the cheat code. Mine all bugged out, mine all drugs. I smoke the holy land, we eat from above. Believe it, achieve it, Dr. Napoleon. Easy to squeeze it. We got the heart to kill, it's really, really to feel. Did you really know the deal? Things shifting and down, round time is in the tail. I'm really real, he really real, so home to chill. Cause nowadays, things holding off a pill. I ain't the wall walking around, bumping my lips. We fly in the storm, cause my thoughts be a ticket. Papa was a rapper, mama was a dancer. Now they want to judge me and bury with the hammer. She don't understand, there's no paper in the hamper. But when it's getting dark, I pick on grandma. Nasty ass nigga, that classy ass nigga. Put in the gas, too fast ass nigga.
What? Real talk. Y'all know what it is. Like I told you, man, these artists on where they do that radio is not playing. They definitely letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. They definitely letting everybody know what the business is. Real talk, you better get in where you fit in and understand and know that it's real in the field. The number 347-934-0318 on WTDTA Radio. And we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. But I'm going to go to the line one more time to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where you're doing it at. Real talk, because, yo, as you can tell, the MCs are doing it right here. And all I'm saying is, yo, if you want to hear some of the realest, some of the illest, some of the hardest artists in the game, you're at the right place at the right time. Real talk, let me see what's up. Let me see what's happening. Yo, V-Dub, V-Dub, are you riding with me, man? Calling V-Dub. You know what I'm saying? V-Dub be having me on hold. Her phone be ringing. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let her keep doing what she's doing. Real talk, it is what it is. Y'all, I'm finna go to the line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see what you're doing it at. Or WTD.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shorty's the professional. She's a professional. The way she make her ass go. Up and down. Round and round and oh. Don't you know? She let me up on her ass. Too bad for you. Won't be your ass. Be a pro. Professional. The way she make her ass go. Up and down. Round and round and oh. Don't
my man, how Philly you hold me day in your head. The way you're talking with your legs. You probably shave the way you wear them. Your ass is fat, now look in the mirror. Been shooting all in your head. Now I got you in the bed with your legs spread wide open. And your cover is blown. She knows that she's open. I see the sex in her eyes. Grabbed her by the bed, then I grabbed her by the thigh. Like mine, you got me hit. No ties like B.I.G. No beats, no sheets in the bed. None on the cheek from giving me head. Shorty was a freak. She raked that off and kept going and going. She's so seductive. And I'm about to bust like eruption. Shorty is a professional. The way she make her head go up and down, round and round and oh. Don't you know? She let me up on her ass. She's bad for you. Won't be out of here, bro. Don't you know? The way she make her head go up and down, round and round and oh. Don't you know? She let me up on her ass. She's bad for you. Won't be out of here, bro. Don't you know? She let me up on her ass. She's bad for you. Won't be out of here, bro.
Don't you know? She let me up on her ass. She's bad for you. Won't be out of here, bro. Don't you know? She let me up. Who says hip-hop then? All I'm saying is, man, real talk on WTDTA Radio. These MCs are going hard in the paint. Real talk. I'm going to try to see if I can bring my man back on. They got the Cypher Cycle going on. Real talk. Everybody from NYC, Cali, everybody's on the line doing what they do, representing it on to the fullest on what they do to that radio. Like I told you, man, the movement is in effect, man. You got to definitely get in what you fit in and do what you do. Because on where they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience. Real talk, it is what it is. I'm going to take another call. I'm going to see what's up. I'm going to try to get my mans back on in a minute. I'm going to see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller, last for DEO number 0087. You're definitely in the building. What's up, you? Hey, okay, what's good with you, man?
Yo, what's up, Brother Jay?
Hey, man, holding it down, man. Living life, feeling good, man. Yo, what's good with you, man?
Hey, Jay, listen, yo, right? I have a favorite joint, like a favorite, like, rhyme. It was called Venting, right? That's a joint that I made. It goes something like, tell them that I did it. Don't say it was me, get it? Consider me a problem when it's a problem in it. I don't start, I finish. I pick part, convince shit like it's just talk, homie.
talk I can live with. Don't get it twisted. We are not alike. My style is different. This franchise player got you riding the pine or some bench shit. Roll with it to find yourself under, trying to go against it. Get it straight. No trying to bend it. Hate talk. It's time to end it. Chased money for a while, and it was time to get it. Pockets had a hole. It took a while to stitch it. Was broke. It took a grind to fix it. Proud of my own shit because of how I did it. Got my own to say I invented. Look at me now. Come see how I'm living. It was all good just a week ago. Now you got a problem with them? Haters. No problem at all. Not for me. That's a problem for y'all. I'm on that 50. Got the mind of a boss. Shout outs to Rick Ross. Get rich or die trying. Whatever the cost. Can't go far to settle for a loss. Parallel don't ever cross. You better pause. I'm a hot boy, cooler than me, I think you're not, boy. Grown, but still I got toys. Told her keep a top on. Roof not gone as I'm whipping, getting topped off. Let's get it popcorn. That's my shit.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's your shit. I feel you. I remember that. Okay.
That's my shit.
Yo, I feel you, man. That's what's up. Man, like I tell everybody, man.
I'm listening.
Yo, I've been telling everybody, man. Yo, these MCs on where they do that radio. This is the business, man. This is the business, yo. They definitely going hard in the paint. They definitely letting the world know what's up, what's happening. Real talk, yo, universal love all across the board. Everybody holding it down. Everybody in yo, across the globe is representing in their own way. Yo, real talk, what all this about, man. Like I say, man, we could not have done it without you guys. So as long as you keep bringing the world what you got on your mind and putting it out there for the world to see, it's going to be a beautiful thing, man. Real talk, man. That's just what's up.
You know, it's actually becoming a great thing, man. Like, last night there was a show, and I only performed, I would say, two verses, man, and then the crowd went kind of ballistic, you know what I'm saying? And it was in a location where they're accustomed to hearing the same shit. You know, I could just see it on their faces. Like, they're kind of excited. Because what I basically started off with was telling everybody to get a flag. You know what I mean? Like, remember we had that talk a long time ago? And I was just telling them, like... Like, the way I started off was, you know, we're in America right now. So I feel like I'm standing amongst some proud Americans. If I'm not, I'm going to tell you this. Get a flag. You're American, right? And then I pulled out my Trinidadian flag, and I just started rocking, man. And ever since then, it was mad love, man. A lot of people have been showing me crazy love. And aside from that, like, the shit that's going on in the industry, I'm not even going to speak on none of that shit. It's like... It all stemmed from that Obama thing, man. So much respect to President Obama.
Right.
I heard my homie Mr. Sheen from there. He said, you know, fuck YMCMB. But I can't really say that because Nicki Minaj, you know, she's from Trinidad. And I want y'all to go and listen to this song. It's called Super Bass, right? Super Bass.
Uh-huh.
Just listen to that tune and then listen to the words that she say in that song. And then I also want you to listen to a song called Fly, right? Listen to that song. It's her and Rihanna. It's called Fly. And then there's one called Super Bass. And that, I feel like she defends me as a man, you know what I'm saying? Like, but from her point of view. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I forgot what she said. She said something like, you know, if you think you're going to touch my own, you're wrong about that, you know what I'm saying? It was along those lines. So a lot of shit has been going real crazy, man. Like, During that performance, you know, once I was done, they saw the reaction from their own location, and once they got on the stage, they forgot all about what I was saying about, you know, pride for their self. It was more like they were trying to come at me.
Yeah,
and that is something that would never work. Like, to come at me is pointless, man, because I'm not coming at anybody. I'm coming for the world. Like, I want the world to hear everything that's going on, so... If you're down with letting the world know what's going on and you know, riding for America because you're American or from wherever you're from, man, ride for what you're from, man. Don't worry about all that other shit. Forget the past and all that shit. Like, whatever happened in the past in America, leave that shit alone, man. Because you have a chance now to actually be just like the next person that's in America. You might not notice it, but in my personal opinion, I feel like you do. Because I'm doing it because I'm not from here, so it's easy for me, you know what I'm saying?
True. I feel you. That's, you know what, that's a great perspective because, you know what, it can be done. You know what I'm saying? It's about just changing the whole mindset and the perspective of everything that's going on around, man, and definitely just.
Hello?
Yo, there we go, man. Yo, had a small glitch, you know, a little small glitch in the matrix, real talk. But you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back. Let me get my man H back on, man. Yo, H, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff.
Okay, man, real talk. You're right, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a perception, man. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely come in and definitely do what you do and, you know, and definitely take this thing to a whole nother level if you just really just, you know, open up to it, man. Real talk.
You know another thing, too, Jay? With the W1 thing, with the Watch Me thing, you know, I'll say Watch Me, and people don't realize, like, they can say Watch Me, too. It's like when people doubt me, I say Watch Me. So if somebody doubts you and what you can do, tell them to watch me, meaning you, not me.
That's right.
It applies to all, man, so don't get offended when I say watch me. I'm just talking to the world right now, not anybody specific, but the world. Like, when I say watch me, it applies to everybody, but most of all, it applies to myself.
That's right. That's right. That's real, because you definitely have to make sure that you definitely know where to get in, how to fit in, and definitely apply all that, you know, that goes with this. You know, the movement represents so many different things. One key thing I'm going to talk about just shortly is the fact that, you know, a lot of young minds come here with their music, their talent, and when they open up to the fact that people respond to what they do, that empowers them to do more, that empowers them to be more, that empowers them to see more. It empowers them to listen more. The point I'm trying to make is that when you see through your own talent, really how it affects another person in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? And when I say this, I'm really saying this from the bottom of my heart, man. One day, you know, as things continue to get bigger and better with all the stuff that's being done, man, I'm going to start posting on a lot of the sites just some of the emails that I get from a lot of listeners all across the globe of them speaking about how you guys' music has influenced them in a positive way. That is a lot of power, you know what I'm saying? And again, you know, it's all about really just understanding. It's your perception, you know what I'm saying? So just like you said, that does apply, man. You know, if you have any doubts of what I can do or what I came to do or this, that, and the other, then watch me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can show you and I can tell you.
It's a real beautiful thing, man. Don't ever let nobody tell you can't do shit, because you can do it. It's
just right.
You choose where you go. You choose what you do. You know, there'll be people around you. Like, yo, last night, Jay, this is the most fucked up thing that I think has ever happened to me, right? A person that I look at and I say, yo, that's my, I look at him, I have one older brother, right, my half-brother. I look at him like, yo, that's my older brother right there, you know what I'm saying? If I ever need anything, I will go to him. It's funny because I was thinking about it before the show. I'm like, yeah, you know, if he's at the show, I'm going to shout him out. Like, yo, that's the one person in the crowd I know that will be there for me at any time. And it's crazy that he came after my performance. We were following him, right? My homie said, yo, I don't have my license, you know, can you drive me back to Lancaster, PA? That's an hour and 30 minutes from where I was at. I said, you know what, no problem, man. What's going to happen once I get there? How am I going to get there? He said, yo, I'll put you on the train, no problem. Boom. We're driving. I'm following him. I'm getting ready to turn off because I know a quicker way. And he calls the phone like, no, man, follow me, man. I don't have my license either, you know. So we're following him, and we get a flat tire.
You know, okay.
This dude,
what?
He leaves us. You see what I'm saying? Talking about some, yo, I don't have my license, man. Can y'all walk down here? He's like 2 miles up ahead of us talking about some king walking on a dark-ass highway at like 1:30 in the morning. You see what I'm saying? I had to cut a person like that. Like, I would never fuck with him, excuse my language, but I would never deal with him again. And that's somebody that was supposed to be like the person that I would go to for something. So I feel like everything happens for a reason, man. You got to open your eyes and start realizing when good things happen, that's for a reason. When bad things happen, that's for a reason. Just go with it, man. Run with it. Because all the things that has happened in my life so far has been for a great reason. The people that I got up in the sky that's looking at me right now, I'm so happy.
That's
because
right.
If you don't watch me, they definitely will, man.
That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got to peep game and understand and know that everything does happen for a reason. Definitely happens for a reason, and you can never, you know, if you live long enough and you realize that, no, man, everything is meant for you to learn from, walk away with a positive, you know, outlook on certain things so you can definitely apply it for the next obstacle. Or, you know what, to be able to give the next man, you know, some words of advice on exactly, you know, whether to turn left or turn right. You know, what the experience is the best teacher. You know, and I always tell everyone, you know, I'm now, you know, living proof that, you know, a lot of stuff I was young, I now see where it all applies because, you know, I now see where these words of wisdom come from. It comes from living life and understanding and knowing that as you live this life, you're going to see and experience a lot of different things. But as long as you're able to learn from those experiences, it was worth you going through it. Real talk. That's what's up. That was happening. Man, real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely, man, I got, I'm getting my texts, I'm getting my emails coming in, real talk. I got everybody coming in on the line, holding it down, doing what to do. Yo, H, I want you to hold the line right quick. I'm going to try to see if I can bring one more call on, and then we're going to definitely get ready to crank this shit up, man. Hold on for a second. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's good. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number. Let me see what's going on. Hey, so they rock, man. They ride, but we gonna ride too. Real talk, it is what it is. On WTDTA Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's holding it down, doing what they do. Like I said, it's all love all across the board, man. You gotta definitely just get in when you fit in and understand and know what the business is, man. All you got to do is definitely, you know, hit us up at 347-934-0318. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And what I'm going to do right about now, man, is intrigue your mind one more time, you know what I'm saying, because you just might learn something. Check this out.
Right, it's hard to understand this government was metaphoric. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we followed the way.
Yo, did y'all just hear that? Let me back this up.
The law strategically here on the level
of the law. They made content.
1776 it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Just flip your $1 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents the transformation. 12 completes the cycle. So 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layered pyramid. On the back, it's the all-seeing eye where the light shines. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words animate corrupted. 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Novus Ordo Seclorum. Translated, new order of the world. Or the new world order. Authors and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes and an olive branch in its claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in its talent to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His upper claw holds 13 arrows of war set to be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America exists and brings in the deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the owl. See the owl is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And there's a small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was metaphoric. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods and we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Here, the god of war was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thursday, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga. Notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theology needed it, Cody. The rituals, like trips across the sand as man takes. Skull and bones, fraternity, secret handshake, but understand. He received only 33 degrees. He secretly believed he's in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold the soul of several of your favorite MCs. Politicians can alive, tongues
grill with thorn and use hands just to shake in the form of devil horn. You don't feel it any harm because you don't know what it entails. Satan tropical stem cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy. Established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robberies.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
Only some are aware that the government released some poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lab. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they say John on me, they get tricky proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe a lot of the enemy Saudi. The enemy in Saudi, the enemy around me. The fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac. How could any government bestow that? A proud people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the black hole in Solomon's temple. Yeah. About the Vatican and Pappies and how they will get you. And how they told Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
Because we all know what's going down, yeah, but no one can see what happens to the hope of the brain.
Oh, did y'all just hear what he just said? I don't think he did.
Motherfuckers, they can pull on your side when no one's talking about it, and it's suddenly crazy. And everybody's just walking around, and in the time of all the to do that in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that the suppression devour. Who you sent the motherfuckers to crash in the tower? Who you sent to made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tomb. The bird flu is a lie. The swine flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leader sacrificed children in Rome? Lucifer is God in the public school system.
Open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one can see what happens to the hood of the brave. I mean that shit, because these white folks see us and stuff. I don't care what y'all think. I don't care if you think you a lawyer, if you a man, if you an African American, if you whatever the fuck you think you are. We serve the niggas to these motherfuckers. You know, and until we move on some shit, I'm going to call it for like it is. How you going to be a man and we start? You know, and we look at all about five different houses and a man and either one of them motherfuckers. Why we gonna be a man? How we gonna be African American, man? We ought to get done. We done, and we niggas until we step this shit right.
Young black males out there identify with thug life, but I couldn't handle it.
What do you expect from Tupac and Major?
Static. It's gonna be static for sure. Because what the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I want to say, a real N-I-G-G-A. I'm coming at him 100% real. I ain't compromising Nathan. Anybody that talk about me got problems. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be straight up like if I was a street person. That's how I'm coming at the whole world, and I'm being real about it, and I'm going to grow with my music.
First of all, I'd like to say all power to the people. As your minister of defense, if you need to speak live and direct from the building of the Occupy platform, October 1966. What we want and what we believe. Number one, we want freedom. Period. We want the power to determine the destiny of our black community. Period. Number two. We want full employment for our people.
That's right.
Number three. Take this up. Let's do a little revision on number three and just say that we want an end to the robbery by the capitalist. The black community, the capitalist. And number four, we want housing, we want shelter, which is fit for human beings. Because a lot of people going around town don't have a roof over their head. Hard rain falling, getting all wet up. It's simple. You don't need to have a roof over your head with a hard rain falling. The hard rain is going to fall just like the Bob Dylan song. Say, number five, any suggestions in the house? What you want? Huh? What you want? You want some education? What kind of education you want?
Education which what? Reveals the true nature of this decadent American society. That's what I thought you said. Tie that up. Okay, good.
Was there any line, any point in the genealogy of your family when you did have to use the last name? And if so, what was it?
The last name of my forefathers was taken from them when they were brought to America and made slaves. And then the name of the slave master was given, which we refuse. We reject that name today.
You mean you won't even tell me what your father's supposed last name was or gifted last name was?
I never acknowledge it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about the status of Elijah Muhammad. First of all, is he ill?
I spoke to him today. He's in better health than he has been. He's suffering from asthmatic bronchitis.
Is that why he didn't attend your rally on last Tuesday?
Yeah, the only reason that he didn't attend was his ill condition, and the weather here, especially on that particular day, was of such nature that it would have been almost insane for him to come.
Well, now, did you hold that meeting last Tuesday because it coincided with the general election, the primary election?
I think if you study the history of Mr. Muhammad's work and religious work in this country, we've had our convention on February the 26th every year for, I think, the past 33 years.
Well, now, while you don't care to discuss your former name or the name that the slave master gave to your antecedents, it is a matter of record that Muhammad's last name was Poole, Elijah Poole.
No, that's the name that his slave master gave to his grandfather or great-grandfather, but that's not his name.
Well, his mother and father thought when they called him Elijah Poole that was his name.
They didn't know any better.
Well, if they didn't know any better or not, they thought that was his name.
Yes, sir, but sir...
What I'm trying to find out is when did he cease to be Elijah Poole and get to be Elijah Muhammad?
In 1931, I think it was, in Detroit. He was taught the true history of our people and made aware at that time that he was wearing an English name, and by not being an Englishman, he looked out of place. And his teacher gave him the name that he's wearing today, Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad.
All right, now when did he become what he purports to be in your literature, the son of Allah?
I've never heard the Honorable Elijah Muhammad referred to as...
If y'all ain't figured this out, I'm trying to show you something. In the midst of all the stuff that's popping off this weekend, being the Labor Day weekend, ask yourself what Labor Day is all about. I don't want to hit you over the head with it. And I will say this. It's so coincidence that everything happened for a reason. And on the verge of Labor Day weekend, while we sit back and not doing what we do, we need to pay attention to what's going on around. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. We have an anniversary of 9/11. This is going to be next weekend. The rest of stuff is getting ready to come down the fire. But like my man ATS said, don't take my word for it. Just watch.
Talking every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? It's wild. Listen.
Bin Laden blow up project. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
Down the tower.
Tell the truth, nigga.
Down
coming down.
Just show, nigga. Bin Laden, blow up project. Hit me, show, nigga. Just show, nigga.
I pledge no allegiance, nigga, fuck the president. Jesus, I'm baptized by America and covered in religion. The dirty water that features your soul and your picture features driving you to propaganda that's existing. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act is tracking to the type of your son. They try to frame you and save you and trying to sell drugs. You throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansion. And look at the conditions of living. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They sell you religion, but they don't really sell you their mission. They funded Al Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. And even though Bin Laden is a CIA tactician, they gave them billions of dollars, and they funded this person. Seven, height, 9/11, that's the tragedy. So,
Bin Laden, blow up project. It was your nigga. That's the show, nigga.
Down the tower.
That's the show, nigga.
They say the government is in Iraq, still fighting with the law, but that's bullshit. I show you why it's holding it wrong, because if the government invaded the hood, it'll be war in Harlem, Washington Heights. I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white American freedom. I'll be fighting for my people, survival and self-esteem. I wouldn't fight for the churches from the South, my nigga. I'll be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga. You ever clocked in any church shit for looking too long? Imagine if we shot at you. I was raised in the norm. And of course, the South was staying, had chemical weapons. We sold them that shit. After Ronald Reagan's election, most of every contract is fighting if you ever. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They control in the ghetto with these bands attack, try to distract the fact that they engineer in the crack. So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo, holding the cycle right. Believe what if you touch your kid? And I don't mean like Mike, when your body is naked and more. Strip down and fight with our fire on. I'm thinking that the fortune of life is an innocent. Murder in the struggle room. Important to the never get shit in struggle room. This ain't no alien. Service to city, this shit is real. Written on the dollar underneath the name of the
city. I don't rap for dead presidents. I'd rather see the president dead. Terrible sense, but I set precedence.
Bin Laden, blow up project. It was your nigga. That's the truth, nigga.
Down the tower.
That's the truth, nigga.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Many times people will say one thing when they mean another. But, you know, once in a while you'll catch somebody constantly making statements that cannot be true in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I want you to listen to this next clip. It's a very short one.
Don't relax. I'll work as hard as you want. I'll tell on whoever you want. I'll do whatever you want. I'll follow whatever you want. I'll say whatever you want. I'll be whatever you want. See, it's not just with hip-hop. This is our company. This is America. We all have that slave mentality. But please, by all means, let hip-hop be that thing that you look at and go, wow, I understand. Because that's slave mentality and that predictability and that greed and when we settle for second best, when we settle for anything more than first. Look at it. Look at it.
funny thing is, right now at this moment, as I'm recording this video, there's some 30-year-old man writing raps, thinking he's about to be the next artist. All he has to do is be heard. All he has to do is be, I just need to be heard. Somebody just needs to hear me. Somebody just needs to hear me. I swear, yo, you just need, yo, I'm telling you, I'm the next one. I'm it. I've been doing shows. I got a demo. I got a MySpace. I'm it. I promise you, man. I promise you. I'm the one. I'm the savior of hip hop. See what you don't understand? It's hip hop cannot be saved, for it's been infected from within. It's eaten itself alive from within. Because certain strings were pulled, certain buttons was pushed, certain jobs was lost, certain lives was lost, certain moves were made, certain things were said, and certain things were done. Just like what happened to America. Just like what happened on 9/11. By the way, you rappers, you up-and-coming rappers, quit wasting your time. Quit wasting your time. Do something different with that energy. Do something different with that energy. Take that energy and take back hip-hop. Take back hip-hop. Because right now, hip-hop needs therapy. Hip-hop needs treatment.
So I've been through these painful days and I've carried a thing, been right, Lord. And you know it ain't right, but I just won't give up the fight. That's why I'm still here.
Now I've been through these painful days and 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 I've been through these painful
Tonight. I hope you've been definitely been tuning in. Yo, we took you on an emotional roller coaster from, you know, from the artist that definitely paved the way for all of us to have what we have right now. You know, thanks my man Mr. Sheen, my man Chop 100, you know what I'm saying, Thugger. Yo, the list goes on and on and on. Southpaw the Moneymaker, H's, Corey Fluke, you know what I'm saying? The list goes on and on. Legion of Legend, can't forget about you, man. Real talk, all I'm saying, everybody that I mentioned now, I didn't get a chance to mention. If you pay attention to what you heard in these last two and a half some odd hours, you realize that we ain't going nowhere. We got a lot of work to do. The real talk, some of us ain't sleep. You know what I'm saying? Some of us are not asleep. We're dead awake. Now, I'm going to say this before we drop off the air tonight, because I want to make sure that everybody understands what's going on this week. I've been invited to be on the FTA show to hold a very controversial conference, which entails the entertainment industry, the youth, our community, and I'm going to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the folks that are part of this panel represent a lot of different aspects of genre, entertainment, and so forth. And the reason why WTDTA Radio was brought into this mix was because of the dialect and intellect and the mind state of the young minds of the men and women that's represented by this culture. This will be redistributed and broadcast on ABC, CBS, CNN. We also actually have a segment on the Alex Jones Show. This is the reason why Alex Jones is actually reaching out to us to bring this to the forefront. Now, I want you to understand and know, my man Sheen said something real trill a couple of days ago, and I don't know whether he's aware of this or not, but I've already made this statement before. I'm trying to take as many of you guys with me, because I am only the instrument, the vessel, the platform. Now that we have the whole world listening in, 22 million listeners live. Right now we're in an extended feed. Right now we have over 39,000 listeners live hanging on our every word, because somebody got to let these folks know what's up and what's happening. Yes, there is an alternative. Call it what you want. Yeah, if the real world is a matrix, then you need to step into really what this whole thing is about. Because what it's about is about truly changing this game from the inside out. And every artist that has ever sent the track in to WTDTA Radio that is still here, you will get your opportunity to tell the world what's up, what's happening, and where you're doing it at. Real talk, it is what it is. We're going back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. You can hit me up, 347-934-0318. For all y'all to definitely ride with me on Ustream, man, continue to ride with me. I got some videos I'm going to drop on you a little bit later. Yo, the website is www.ustream.tv/channel/SP Network. Real talk, it is what it is. We want everybody to stay safe, keep it real, keep it real. If you're loving what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. Real talk, we're going to be back in the building tomorrow night. Can't miss it, because, yo, I told you, we got some shit for you, man. You definitely better be in the building. Real talk, this is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. But what I'm going to say with that is thank you, good night. May God bless. Peace.